At dinner last night, my mother announced that she thinks she's going to stop watching the news hour. That's one of the things you can count on in life, is that if you call at whatever hour that happens, the news hour, if you call my parents, they'll say, "Can we call you back?" Because they're watching the news hour. But I think she's tired of hearing what's in the news. I think she feels, as we all often do, bombarded by fear and outrage and hopelessness. So I have been thinking, maybe it's time for a new news program. So I'm going to try it out on you this morning. I saw a short video this week. It's clearly not too recent a video because it takes place in Buffalo, New York, and no one in the minute and 7 second video is wearing a coat. And the video is mostly taken by one of those cameras that's posted on a bus to keep track of the driver and anyone who's getting on and off of the bus. It's pointed at the back of the driver's head, and then you get a view of the bus door. And in this little clip of video, it catches the driver stopping his bus on an overpass. And you can see outside the door that someone is standing at the edge of the overpass on the other side of the guardrail. And the video shows the driver opening the doors and saying, "Ma'am, are you all right?" Of course, the person out there does not respond. And then you see the driver pull out his cell phone and don't hear anything at that point. And then he gets up out of his seat. He's a pretty big man. He lumbers down the steps of the bus, and you can hear him saying, "Ma'am, ma'am, are you okay?" He approaches slowly. He looks like someone who doesn't move quickly. And he keeps talking in sort of a steady voice until he gets pretty close to that person standing on the other side of the guardrail. And then his arm comes out like this, and he grabs her. And then she seems to notice that there is someone there now that she's been grabbed. And he says, "Do you want to come to this other side of the guardrail?" He doesn't ask her, "What are you doing?" or "Why are you doing this?" He just says, "Do you want to step over here?" And she does. And then he sits right down on the ground with her, holding on to her. And I can't tell for sure if he's praying with her or if he just wants to get her on the ground. And the clip is interrupted, and the next moment it appears that there are maybe a couple of paramedics with this woman. And the bus driver is back on the bus, and everyone on the bus is applauding him. He's done a few voiceovers through this first minute of the video, and then they cut to a little interview with him. And he says, "You know, I'm a football guy. You know, you sit on the bench, and when the coach calls your number, you got to go in there and make a play. You got to do what the play calls for. I think that's what I did." This is a story from Oslo. Norwegian Muslims organized a peace vigil in Oslo a week ago as a show of solidarity with the Jews after the shooting in Denmark that had targeted a synagogue and a free speech seminar. And of course, the recent violence in France was in everyone's mind as well. This was just a small synagogue, mostly elderly members of the congregation, and they had gathered for Friday evening prayers. And a group of young Muslims, many of them young women wearing headscarves, formed a ring around the building during that prayer service. And there was a crowd of about 1,000 people around that who were cheering that this ring and this connection was happening. One of the organizers said, "This shows that there are many more peacemakers than war makers. There is still hope for humanity, for peace and love across religious differences and backgrounds." Norway's chief rabbi appeared moved, the newspaper story says. And he said it was the first time that the ceremony had taken place outdoors with so many people. One of Norway's Jewish community leaders said, "It is unique that Muslims stand to this degree against anti-Semitism, and it fills us with hope, particularly as it is a grassroots movement of young Muslim people. Working against fear alone is difficult, and it is good that we are so many here together today." And here is a story from India about another group of people working against violence in creative ways. You have probably heard in the usual news about the violence against women in India. Well, there's a group of women there who decided one thing that they could do was to start their own taxi cab company, because then women would know that there was a trusted taxi company that they could call and be safely picked up and not be fearful for their well-being. So they started an all-women taxi company. And they trained those women in karate. So not only are they taxi drivers, but they are taxi drivers who are ready. They also have pepper spray. So the women who can call them to be picked up are safer, and those women who are drivers now are also physically safer in the world. They also have pretty good paying jobs now, which are hard to come by, particularly for women. And so their well-being is safer as well. And all because one woman thought, all right, what can I do to make this go differently? Start a new taxi company. The president of this country also discovered that things weren't going the way he wanted. That's a broad statement, isn't it? And he thought, what's some one little thing that I can do to build some connections in the places where they're not happening? So this piece of news, you may have heard that next September, every fourth grader in this country will receive an Every Kid in the Park pass, which is good for free admission to all of America's federal lands and waters for them and their families for a full year. Anyone have fourth graders starting in September? Oh, all right. Well, we have one. We look forward to a report about how you use that pass. The government has also figured out that one of the reasons that children don't go and visit these parks is that it's hard to get there and that it can be complicated to make those plans. And so part of the program is to help schools and families make plans to make those visits. And while we're talking about connections to the earth, there is a new national park in Chad that is having great success. They have had almost no elephants poached since 2010. Now that sounds sort of like a little bit of good news on a lot of bad news. But part of the good news is that when the elephant population is stressed because of poaching, they don't have babies. And 2 years ago, there were 21 new elephant calves sighted in the park, which means that not only has the poaching stopped, but the rebuilding has begun. And part of the reason this has happened is because the people who are running this park are running it a little bit differently. They're remembering that the people who live near the park and sometimes participate in the poaching need some help to have a new life and a new way of doing things. So they're patrolling the communities much more often, and the communities are noticing that having a police presence is making their communities, their human communities, more stable. They're also building schools for the children in the area so that there's an obvious benefit to the communities to not poach the animals in the park that they're living with. So the gift is to remember that all beings need care simultaneously, and then gifts can come. And finally, in our biggest picture, good news, we'll pull out and look at the Earth from space. And maybe you've heard this too, that the ozone layer is in fact regenerating. In the 1980s, you remember the hairspray and all that stuff that we had to get rid of? Well, the ozone layer is beginning to rebuild. It's only about 4% rebuilt so far, but that's the right trend. You can see a little video of this online as well. If you want to Google ozone layer, you can see the fantastic swirling covering of our Earth that protects us, and you can watch the hole get bigger in the 80s and early 90s, and then you can watch it begin to close in again. This is good news for our planet in all kinds of ways, and it's good news for our skin, because the ozone is part of what protects us from the radiation of the sun. So you can look around for hope of one person helping one person, getting in there and making the play that's called for. And you can look for hope by taking your perspective all the way out into outer space and looking back at our beautiful blue-green planet. And there will be more news reports through the month of how we can keep our hope glowing.